This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show, everybody. John Johnson in for Al Morgani alongside Rhea Hughes. Well, I tell you what, Rhea, I did not expect Ross to make that leap and say that this is the greatest Eagles team he has ever seen.
Yes.
My goodness, he played against the 04 team. They were 13-1. We know how the season ended, but just Hall of Fame names in that roster, Eagles Hall of Fame and Pro Football Hall of Fame. That was quite the leap by Ross.
This is the best Eagles football team of my lifetime.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm going to be using that later tonight. So our main talking point, which is it's breaking news if you just woke up. It happened very late last night. So Von Miller, great football player, but is out for the remainder of the season.
Yep.
I forget what he tore, but it was a season-ending injury.
ACL, maybe?
I forget off the top of my head. But either way, he has a very successful podcast that gets national attention all the time. Well, he had Micah Parsons, Cowboys linebacker, on as a guest in his latest episode. And, of course, the Eagles are going to come into the conversation, and it's more of a relaxed conversation because it's player and player and they're alone in this room. So at a certain point, it goes from Eagles versus Cowboys to talking specifically about Jalen Hurts. And this is where let's just listen in. Remember, it starts, Micah Parsons turns the table on Von Miller and asks Von Miller a question. Listen to this exchange.
Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man.
It's system and team.
I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean, bro, like.
The level of disrespect for Micah Parsons right there. First of all, it was Parsons who turned it on the host and said, is it Hurts or the team? And then laughed and said it's system and team with a big exclamation point while waving his finger to make the case. You know when you want to confirm your
finger
point?
Finger rag, yeah.
You start flailing your arms and all to prove your point. He said it's system and team, completely downplaying the front runner for MVP.
And here's the interesting part is they went on to talk about it. I mean, anybody, like, there's certain people trying to say, well, he didn't, you know, that's any great quarterback has great running back, great receivers, great offensive line. But when he brought up the enemy's point, he clearly tells you that there's more he wants to say.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And that's the enemy's cut right here.
I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't. I when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost gotta say something. Like,
so he's holding in the fact that he thinks he's a system quarterback because he's so much smarter and he understands the game at a deeper level. That was the point where I went, you can't look at this anywhere else other than he's.
Damn it! Get me to Christmas Eve. Get me there. Rick and Easton's on WIP. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning. I just have a couple things. You know, after this draft day passed this past year, I just kind of thought this was the best roster that I had ever seen this team and franchise ever have. But I'll tell you, if you look at McNabb, Jaws, Cunningham, even Van Brocklin, I don't think any Eagles quarterback has ever had the weapons. Like two receivers that are going to go over 1,000 yards. Goddard could have gone over 1,000 yards if he didn't get hurt. A running back that goes over 1,000 yards. The defense, with their takeaways and yards against and scoring and probably arguably the best offensive line, and they're going to draft fifth in the upcoming draft. So I'm looking at, like, what the Celtics and the Steelers and the Red Wings and the St. Louis Cardinals have done over the years when they win championships. Does Howie Roseman trade that fifth or fourth pick when the other teams above him have to take a quarterback? When you have Jalen Carter and you have Will Anderson, two monsters, one from Georgia, one from Alabama.
I'm hearing more of this in the last couple of days that, you know, that he should trade that pick.
Yeah.
It could be such an impact player.
See, that's the thing, though, Rick.
And remember, you don't have to, you know, they'd be on a rookie contract for 4 years?
4 years.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, remember, and that's the thing, though, Rick. And again, this is, I know we're talking about it now, but it really is a conversation for a later day.
Oh, sure.
But when you have a top five pick, that's the closest thing you're going to get to a guarantee. So there's always going to be needs on this Eagles roster. There will be turnover. You're going to get a guarantee at a given position. It's hard to just say, yeah, you know, give me an extra pick for next year and I'll trade down to 10 or 11.
No doubt. And if you add Scott and Gainwell, who are healthy backup running backs who also can catch the ball, and Quez Watkins and Pascal, who might be faster than A.J. Brown, it's such a complete roster.
Yeah.
And that's something in Philadelphia, with all four of our sports, that we have never been able to say that we actually have a roster. Can I leave it with this real quick?
Sure.
Possibly Georgia is going to play Michigan for the championship. If you were this sheikh from Saudi Arabia and you threw millions at Ohio State and Alabama to play up against Georgia and Michigan, what game would have higher ratings?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Rick, I want to get you a spin on the wheel, though.
I need someone
you were wrong about.
With Chip Kelly. I thought Chip Kelly was going to have the greatest show on turf in Philadelphia.
A lot of us did.
Chip Kelly is a great one. You will end up with a prize, number 11, which is a pair of tickets, New Year's Eve, to watch the fireworks on the Battleship New Jersey. For more information and tickets, to limited availability, battleshipnewjersey.org. Keith and Devin's on WIP. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Doing good, Keith. Did you hear what Micah Parsons had to say? He's laughing at Jalen Hurts, saying it's the system, it's not the quarterback.
I think Jalen Hurts has improved mightily, but there are a couple points I want to make if I can get him in.
Mm-hmm.
I think this Eagles offensive line needs a nickname. This is the greatest offensive line and one of the best offensive lines I've ever seen since the Redskins days back with the Hogs.
You know what, Keith, hang on 1 second. I'll give you an opportunity. Rhea, I'm glad he brought this up. We could have semantics and talk about the greatest wide receiver tandem since.
Yep.
Could this Eagles offensive line, they have to complete the job here, top handful in NFL history? Like, this line is incredible. I can't recall many offensive lines in my lifetime pairing up against this one.
Here's the crazy part of it. You watch what Kelsey's doing, you know, at his age and how long he's been in. I mean, he's getting second level. Like, Jordan Mailata one time in the game last week almost ran in to Jalen Hurts on a run up the middle.
Right.
Because he had blocked everybody and was looking for somebody to block him. And I'm yelling, get out of his way. Don't run into him. It's amazing what they do.
No,
and, you know, a guy we haven't mentioned also, it's not just the offensive line. The tight ends who come in to replace Dallas Goedert are doing a really good job. And Miles Sanders, my goodness, his pass protection has been impressive.
I give him a lot of credit. And then the statement that he made when asked the question, what matters more, touchdowns or yards, coming off that career game against the Giants, and his response was Super Bowl, it's a beautiful thing to hear. I'm sorry. Keep going, Keith.
Yeah, so I think the wide receiving core might be the number one, and including the tight end when the tight end's healthy, one or two. So I think and the running back is probably a top 12 group of running backs. So I think the quarterback has advanced, and I think he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he's great? I don't know if he's great.
Why? Why don't you think he's great?
Well, they're playing. This might be the greatest offense the Eagles have ever put together.
But there's been great offenses before.
Is he not part of the offense?
With you know, I mean, are you taking away what Patrick Mahomes did when he had Kelsey, Andy Reid, and Tyreek Hill?
Well, the only thing, the way I look at it
no,
is
no, no, just, but the long term is that that's, they won their one Super Bowl when they had that group together. Aaron Rodgers, you know, how's he looked without Adams?
Not that great.
Right.
I mean, you know, so it's.
It's not just one person. It never
is. And it's not just, you know, he's making amazing throws. He's been, his accuracy has been, his decision making, the fact that he doesn't turn the ball over.
All day to throw the football, and he hasn't done it enough. And I have a little bit of a stigma with a running quarterback. And I just
I'm telling you, you need to get over it.
I don't know where, Devin's nowhere near Harrisburg. I don't know how you would know Micah Parsons.
I don't. Believe me. Look, I'm not saying get rid of the guy. I'm just saying I'm not there yet. And the question, this is my final question.
No, here's my point. You can, so you're saying you put any quarterback behind an offensive line that gives them a lot of time and they'll have the same kind of numbers?
Well, I let me ask you this question.
No, I asked
you a question first.
Okay, I'll answer. So I think he's done a very...
Answer the question. If you put anybody, any quarterback behind that line, will they have an MVP season?
Maybe not.
Okay.
There we go. Keith, who are you wrong about?
Who am I wrong about?
Who were you? Who's someone
Jalen
you were
Hurts.
Wrong about? We're coming clean this morning. Time's up. Too bad.
Well, as you can tell, he's clearly never been wrong about anything.
Oh God, what is he doing? Downplaying the MVP of the NFL, Dennis in Springfield. Good morning, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning. That guy was wrong about his whole call. My God. Hey, you know what? How about, before I get to my disrespect point, how about this? We get rid of Jalen Hurts in the offseason, and we roll with Gardner Minshew. He should be able to do just as good a job.
There was no lie. I'm listening to Marks and Reese yesterday, and a caller called in and made that point.
There
and I, at that point, wanted drug testing for the listeners.
Yeah, that's. I'm hoping that man was blocked forever from calling WIP.
Okay, now, the Micah Parsons thing. If you get a chance to see it, it's even worse watching it.
Yes.
These guys are chuckling it up like they're, it's a comedy show.
Well, listen, it's supposed to be a more relaxed type of interview, but to your point, when they got into the exchange that you've heard multiple times this morning, he's smiling and going over the top with, physical enthusiasm, trying to make the case that it's not Jalen Hurts.
So when I heard it, the first thing I had to do today, I turned your volume down. I would never turn you off. I had to put get up on, because I know that's what you're going to lead with. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but this horse's ass, Greenberg, is ridiculous. He's got three other panelists on there. He loves what Micah Parsons said.
Of course he does.
The three other panelists are defending Jalen Hurts to the nth degree. So then they go on a little bit, and Hurts has so many weapons. Even though he has so many weapons and such a great supporting cast, they're really not that good of a team. Because then he picks up a piece of paper and he says, I just looked at the Eagles' schedule. It's like Michigan State's preseason schedule. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, Dallas plays the same exact schedule.
Exactly.
I know. Dennis, I have enjoyed this phone call immensely, but I would like to get you a spin on the wheel. Something or someone you were wrong about?
Well, and I'm going to do it because he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. I wanted Earl Thomas.
Brandon Graham.
I've been waiting because that was mine all along. Yeah, Brandon Graham.
Hang in there, Dennis. Getting you your spin. You're going to end with a Keith Jones autograph card. I believe it's in mint condition. Came from a box. I don't know how the wrinkles are on the corners. 215-592-9494. When we get back, yes, we're going to take your calls. We spent a whole lot of time talking about Micah Parsons stepping on top of Jalen Hurts, and it's just open mouth, insert foot. But I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the last day or two, there has been widespread conversation about the need to extend Jalen Hurts right now. Not at the end of the season, not after his rookie contract's about to come to a close, right now. You're going to hear some opinions on that coming up. It's 9:18. All right, 9:26. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. About a little less than 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Mr. James Seltzer of the WIP Midday Show, soon to be WIP Morning Show. Pick his brain about what Micah Parsons had to say. We're also going to throw this at him. And Rhea, I know you're aware of this news as well, but others may not be.
Right.
So in the last 48 hours or so, heavy conversations have taken place from outside the NovaCare complex. It's all speculation and what should be done with the Philadelphia Eagles moving forward. Right now, we're still in the middle of a season. They're 12-1, hopefully 13-1 come Sunday afternoon. But the conversation has begun to take place about the priority status of re-signing Jalen Hurts. And this has become a talking point. I heard it a little bit here on WIP yesterday. And nationally, in fact, let's listen to Marcus Spears, former player, very engulfed in the day-to-day of the NFL, has great connections. Here's what he had to say about the idea of re-signing Jalen Hurts sooner rather than later.
There is also not a guy that I would be sure about paying $250 million to lead my franchise and play quarterback than Jalen Hurts right now. And I know Joe Burrow is in that conversation and Justin Herbert, but he's one of those guys where the Philadelphia Eagles do not need to wait. He is as sure of a bet because of his acumen, because of the way he's become a better football player, only going to continue to ascend. Pay the man now.
Pay him now. And Rhea, I mean, we have to get some clarification, but I believe the moment the regular season ends, you can start re-signing your own players or offering them contracts.
Yeah, I have to ask Elliot, because Elliot said something about that they could sign him before the season was over.
Okay, either way, it would be before the season is over, so sometime between now and whenever their season comes to a close. So out of curiosity, I mean, if you're going to re-sign Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz got a $100 million deal based on 2017. I wonder what kind of money Hurts would get. For that, we turn to Sal Palantonio.
Jalen Hurts and his representatives have to say, all right, you gave Deshaun Watson $230. The highest paid quarterback, I believe, is Kyler Murray at $46 million. Let's go. 5 years, $250 guaranteed. And the salary cap's going to go up $25 million for the next 4 or 5 years. So, you know, really, the Eagles are going to get a pretty good deal because in 5 years' time, when Jalen Hurts is making $50 million a year, that's going to be a pretty good deal for the Eagles, actually.
Listen, everybody, when it was done, thought the Kyler Murray deal was insane.
Yeah.
Because, number one, I mean, he's not really accomplished. You know, I mean, I don't like that coach there either. But, you know, they had to insert a clause in there, which they then took out, correct?
Oh, the practice?
That he had to study.
Film study.
You know, these are things you don't have to worry about.
Well, what happened to Kyler Murray is something, though, that's like kind of the big warning.
Yeah, but no, but that was a non-contact injury. So, I mean, listen, you know, if Jalen's going to get hurt, you know, he'll get hurt. I didn't want them running him in the third quarter on Sunday. I was like, okay, you could kind of stop with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Randall Cunningham blew out his knee in the pocket.
Right.
That's true. You know.
I can't.
I haven't seen anybody who's better about sliding than he is.
I mean, I get
he's very good at it.
But in terms of just in wrapping my head around the numbers of a contract like that, every quarterback sets up the contract for the next one. Just the idea of 5 years, $250 million.
It's not your money.
Holy
who's good
cow.
At money with the Eagles?
You know what? You're right. That's how I should look at it. Howie Roseman is great at finding ways to kick the can down the road and open up space for each and every team.
I'm not going to argue with him when it comes to the money.
You're right.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Joe has been waiting to play that all morning.
Dennis in Mount Laurel is on WIP. Good morning, Dennis.
Jan Janssen, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Everything good, Dennis? You watch that Sixer game last night?
I can't watch him anymore. I just can't. And the Flyers are even worse than the Sixers.
Yeah, well, that's there's no reason to watch the Flyers. Anyway.
And by the way, Rocky III was Survivor, not Rocky IV.
Yeah, several people hit me up on Twitter saying the Eye of the Tiger was it was Rocky III, not Rocky IV, not against Drago. It was the Clubber Lang one.
Mr. T.
Yeah. Anyway.
As far as the contract, I get it. But I said to one of the hosts on WIP when they were going to give, you know, Carson Wentz all the money a year before they had to. I said, don't do it. And we're in the same boat again. He's got it this year and one more year, correct?
Yeah, it was one more year, but typically they wouldn't wait until the final year of his rookie deal. It would likely happen this coming offseason.
Well, the season he's having, you know, I might bend the rule a little bit and say give it to him. But, you know, we made that mistake with Carson, and look what happened.
Yeah, but remember, Dennis –
Carson got that deal after his injury, correct?
It was after his injury he came back. And remember, Dennis, too, we've learned, you know, we know the inner work, like the mindset of Jalen Hurts versus what we know about Carson Wentz. I think we can agree they're two completely different type of people.
Hurts is a 40-year-old man and a 24-year-old body. I mean, his mind is like a 40-year-old. It really is.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Dennis, who were you wrong about?
You'll remember this because I did it on your show, Super Bowl Sunday 3 years ago, when Kansas City was favored like 3 or 4 points, and I found a bookie. I gave the opponent 10 points and put $50 on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really wrong about Kansas City that year. You remember that bet?
Yes, I do. That qualifies. Yes, you went on and on and on about how Kansas City in a surefire bet to win that Super Bowl, and they did not. And you won a Keith Jones autograph card. Frankie in Roxborough is on WIP. Good morning, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, Frankie.
Yeah, about the Michael Parsons thing and all that, like, so many people been wrong. Even these guys at Mike Lombardi, Mike Tannenbaum, all these high praised announcers, mm-hmm. and like Jalen overcame everything.
Yes,
and like what I'm saying is all these doubters and haters, I don't think they know anything about football. They're just, you know, talkers, and they don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Well, Frankie, the person who we've been referencing all morning is a current player on the Dallas Cowboys who's a defensive player who's going to be looking to rip the head off of Jalen Hurts come a week and a half from now. And he went on to say that, oh, I know so much about football, but I want to hold back on commenting, even though it's the team, not the quarterback. It, you know what it is, Frankie?
Right.
It's the level of disrespect for someone who has earned, you know, accolades for what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a little bit of jealousy, and like, and I think because he catapulted further than Dak, I think Dak is overrated. Let me just point that out there.
Yeah.
And before I go, I just got a couple other questions for you guys. Who are we are in the injury report? Who are we expected to get back in the next 2 weeks?
Goddard?
Yeah, Goddard.
Right?
Yeah.
Goddard should get back. I don't think Gardner Johnson is probably still.
Yeah, they haven't said anything, so I'm assuming he's still.
He's got to sit out 4 weeks, right?
Yeah,
minimum
and,
of four.
And remember, Frankie, they're going to always err on the side of caution when you have a punctured liver.
Yeah, and kidney, I think.
Kidney, excuse me.
And Blankenship, I don't even think they put him on IR.
Yeah,
so I don't think they think he's going to be out long.
And they brought in a punter, so we really don't know how long-term an injury it is for Sippos.
Yeah, Chris, I think we found something in Blankenship.
Yeah, it's a shame he got hurt.
Yeah.
I think he can play. And Katera, our tight end.
Cal Katera, yep.
Is getting big-time playing time, and I think that's going to help us in the long run.
Yeah. By the way, the fact that they brought back Anthony Harris tells you that Blankenship.
Kayvon Wallace.
they don't trust Kayvon Wallace. Blankenship's going to be out a little while. Frankie, give me something you were wrong about.
I was definitely wrong about Carson Wentz.
All right, Carson Wentz was already said. Now, this is Frankie's opinion. Does Frankie get a spin, or does he have to bring up somebody who hasn't been mentioned yet, Rhea? We need a ruling.
Give him a spin. I enjoyed the conversation.
All right, what the hell, Frankie? Hang in there. Let's get you a spin on the prize wheel. You're going to win. Oh, damn it, Francisco. So close. Almost won an awesome hoodie, but instead, a Keith Jones autograph card. 215-592-9494. Hang in there. TR, Joe, D, Steve, Bob, Sonny, everybody else. There's a couple lines available. We're going to run through your calls. But first, we got James Seltzer jumping in the studio. Our time's 9:35. All right, 9:41. Final segment of the WIP Morning Show. Everybody on hold. Hang tight. We have still four prizes available on this prize wheel. We're going to rattle through your calls in just a few moments. But joining us in studio, the fine engineer of the WIP Midday Show, soon to be WIP Morning Show, James Seltzer. Good morning there, James.
Good morning, John. We're called producers now.
Oh, yes. Engineer slash producer?
Engineer.
Like, yeah.
Joe Wachter back there. They're like his
Let me explain to you the morning that he's had. So we had Ross Tucker on earlier, and I'm sure you were getting ready for your show. And Ross and I were Ross was discussing how it was easy to get girls in high school when you had a letter jacket.
Sure.
I brought up my letter jacket, and then I said, oh, yeah, no, I wasn't trying to get guys with my track letter jacket. It was kind of lame. So I wasn't, you know, we were kind of laughing about it. And John keeps saying stuff, and then we finally realize that he kept saying leather jacket.
Totally heard wrong.
He's not getting the leather jacket.
I swear I heard leather the whole time.
He's like, oh, yeah, I guess a leather jacket is a great way to pick up girls. That makes sense.
I'm going to go home and cry in a pillow later. Thank you very much. So, Mr. Seltzer.
Good morning, John.
We arrive here wee hours of the morning, and we hear, did you hear what Micah Parsons had to say? Huh? What are you talking about, Micah Parsons? So he's on the Von Miller podcast. It's getting highly publicized right now because of comments that he made when it got into the conversation about the Eagles. And I just want to read the quote to you. So at a certain point, there's a back and forth between Parsons and Von Miller. And when referencing Jalen Hurts, asking Von Miller if it's Hurts or the team, Parsons breaks out in laughter and yells, it's the system and team, not so much the quarterback. What the hell's that about?
So I didn't bristle at it the way a lot of people did. When I listened to it, it sounded like he was, you know, he was trying not to say something. It was kind of like a little on the line. I don't know. I don't take it too personally. Like, he could say whatever the hell he wants. Jalen Hurts is going to win the MVP. He's the MVP of the league. He's been amazing. And look, to be fair, the team is awesome. Like, they have a great roster, too. It is all of it. It's not just Jalen. It's the team. It's the coaching.
See, I'm surprised that you took that because it was the further down. Like, that, you're thinking, yeah, he replaced Jalen's name with system. Okay, I'll let that slide. It was the later comment he made when he said, I'm not trying to make any enemies, but I know the game really well. And sometimes, you know, you just got to say what you got to say. Like, he was clearly trying to say it.
I don't know.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not bristled by it. It doesn't offend me or anything like that. Like,
I'm disappointed in you, James.
I
am incredibly disappointed.
What a stupid Cowboy
because
says.
It's like, the Cowboys.
But that's the point. Like, I don't care what the Cowboys have to say. Dallas sucks. Like, I could care less what Micah Parsons has
to say. Now, hold on a minute,
it doesn't
James
offend
Seltzer.
Me. Like, honestly, I'm happy he said it. Maybe it gives Jalen a little more
motivation.
Yes,
that's the point.
So, like, why am I upset about it? Like, I'm good with
it. Listen, from Hurts' perspective, sure, it's added motivation. It's just another reason for
another scar.
I just didn't take it as, like, a huge slight of Jalen Hurts. Like, maybe he's like a little bit, but I didn't read it as him being like Hurts stinks or
now let
like
me
that.
Give you the visual of Micah Parsons.
I watched
when he
the video.
Said this.
I watched the video.
He was so enthusiastic about saying it's the system and team that he was using his hands. You know, like when you want to really emphasize a point, you start throwing hands around and pointing at nonsense. He was pointing fingers at Von Miller, saying it's the system and team. This can't stand. This isn't okay.
If the Astros had said this against the Phillies, James would be down in Houston ready to throw down.
I just didn't read it that way. Like, I didn't read it as some huge shot at Hurts. I think he's just saying, hey, I read it as, like, the whole team's good. And it is. The whole team's good. Like, I just didn't take it as a huge shot at Hurts. I didn't read it that way.
Now, here's another issue I take with it, though. You're right. It's great motivation for the Eagles moving forward and when they face them on Christmas Eve. Having said that, it would be nice if there's anyone who ever deserves praise for hard work and fighting through naysayers and proving everybody wrong, it's Jalen Hurts. And we know what we're watching with our own two eyes, in addition to what a stat line will tell us. And for someone on the freaking Cowboys, who's from near here, who knows what it's about, to sit there and poo-poo what he has accomplished, it shouldn't stand there.
What do I care what Micah Parsons says? We all know what Jalen is. Jalen has taken the biggest leap I've ever seen from an NFL player. Like, we all talked about the Josh Allen leap, this miraculous leap that no one's ever done. Stop comparing it to Josh Allen. That's once in a generation. Well,
it's even
bigger leap. He took a bigger freaking leap than Josh Allen did. Like, Jalen Hurts is a superstar right now. Like, I get the why people are annoyed by it, but I think Mike is wrong. Obviously, if he and again, I didn't take it as you know.
Oh,
much
he
of a
almost slipped up there. John.
I just didn't take it as much of a slight.
Said he was wrong.
But I know. I'm saying I didn't take it as much of a slight. But even on top of that, like, what do I care? Why do I care a word that comes out of my?
If we had 20 more minutes, James would be
we
totally
turned
on board
him.
With
we
this.
Turned
no,
him.
No, no, I just
all right,
don't care.
Let me
Dallas
move.
Sucks. That's my main take, and I don't care what those guys.
Well, we'll all agree on that. So let me move to this next question for you. Because I fear your colleagues, one in particular, and Joe, may feel this way, that we are so hyper-focused on Christmas Eve that we're completely overlooking the Bears. We look at their record, we say, we'll wipe the floor with them, and on to Dallas. Should we be?
Yeah.
We should.
The Bears are horrible. Bears are horrible.
Don't overlooking the Bears and Justin Fields?
I know it's a classic trap game and all that, like, technically, you know. This team, like, the way this team's mentality is, the way Jalen and Nick are week to week, I mean, we hear it every post-game locker room celebration. They'll beat the crap out of teams, and Jane's like, left food on the table. We could be better. It's like, really? Could you be much better than what you were last week? Like, I think this team's mentality is such that, and I get it. Like, they're human beings. It's you put on the tape of the Bears, and you're like, well, that team's not very good. And, you know, maybe you don't take it. I don't.
They've had some close games recently. They have.
Like,
I mean, with Miami, Detroit.
I'm just not concerned that in the end of the game, when it's all, maybe it's closer than it should be.
Oh, yeah. No,
they'll win the game. So I'm just not super. I get it. I'm just not super concerned.
Final question I have for you, Mr. Seltzer. There was another signing in Major League Baseball last night. Carlos Correa, $350 million to the Giants. Seeing the amount of money he got, I'm assuming that if Trey Turner were still unsigned, even if he wanted to go to the Phillies, that's now the bar, is $350 million. Do we deserve to give all this? Dave Dombrowski deserve even more credit for jumping on this sooner rather than later?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I think for the Bogarts contract, Bogarts got almost as much as Turner, and he's nowhere close to the player Turner is. Certainly not close to the defensive player Turner is. And then this one, and look, Correa's a couple years younger, so he got a couple more years and all that. But, yeah, I think Dombrowski deserves it. Absolute like ton of credit for getting out in front of this, reading the market, seeing that, because I think we're all kind of shocked by how much. I know I am. Mm-hmm. I expected big contracts. I didn't expect the market to be this back and this robust across the board. I mean, the pitching contracts.
I like that Manfred's upset by it.
What'd you say?
Rob Manfred. He's like, well, you know, this is the have not. I go, that dude, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Well,
you fix that.
Yeah, he should. Yeah. And I do agree that, I mean, one of the biggest problems with the sport is like Oakland and Pittsburgh.
Oh, the disparity is insane.
Well, no, but it's billionaires not spending money.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all it is.
So, and
like,
he's got to fix that.
They can afford to spend money.
Correct.
They can afford to. Like, the guy in Oakland has spent zero. Do you know how much money he's made? He bought the team for $180 million 15 years ago. It's worth $1.8 billion. $1.8 billion. He paid $180 million for it.
I love when I can get James mad about baseball.
And this guy has not spent a dime. He has just traded away players. Like, the biggest problem in the sport is those owners. Luckily, we don't have one of those owners here. We got somebody who's going to spend, and I do think they deserve a ton of credit for the signings. And look, also, like, looking back at some of the signings, and I know it wasn't Dombrowski, but I mean, like, all of a sudden, the Harper contract, like, what a steal.
It's a bargain now.
I mean, the Judge him thing. Judge is 6 months older. Judge just got 9 for $360. Harper has 9 for $222.
That's
left.
Crazy. I never realized that he's older.
He's 6 months older than Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Rhea, let the record show that James Seltzer gets more fired up over the Oakland Athletics
setting. Oh, I know he does. It's baseball.
Foolish comment by Micah Parsons.
Honestly, there might be nothing I hate in all of – that's not true. The Dallas Cowboys are the entity I hate the most. But outside of that – owners being cheap in baseball might be the thing
awful.
I hate the most. I hate it the most.
All right, Mr. Seltzer, you, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie at the top of the hour. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, let's rattle off some calls real quick. TR in Winfield's on WIP. How you doing, TR?
I'm doing good, man. I'm riding with what Seltzer just said. I didn't hear anything that Parsons said was bad. Actually, I thought it was a compliment to me.
No. It's not a compliment.
Okay, please explain to me how it was a compliment.
Because he didn't say it was dog meat. He didn't say anything bad.
He didn't say it was dog meat. He said, is it Jalen Hurts or the team? And he said, system and the team.
Yeah.
Well, that makes the team, though. That makes the quarterback.
He replaced the quarterback's name with system.
Just how they train, you know, what they got in place to make the quarterback good.
God.
This is how they teach them, how they coaching them up. So I guess that's part of
TR, this is disappointing. I'm reluctant to give you a spin, but I'll do it anyway. Who were you wrong about other than Jalen Hurts?
Well, real fast, when Embiid was out, Harding was out, Max was out, he held up the fort for us, and we got, four wins those guys out. I'm going to say Tobias Harris.
Hold on a minute. What were you wrong about Tobias?
What were you wrong about that?
What, that he could carry the team for a handful of games?
He held down the fort. His play increased once he got a chance to show his skill level. And right now, he's still killing it.
Honestly, Tobias is one of those players, if he wasn't making the money, people would like a lot more. So I'll give it to him.
All right, let's get you a spin. Let's get TR a spin on the wheel. Still four prizes available. And how about that? TR just got one. Oh, the irony. A Philadelphia 76ers hoodie.
Wow.
Joe, who is someone or something you were wrong about?
Miles Sanders.
Ooh. That's a good one. Give Joe a spin on that wheel. Let me cross off number six. Number five, get you a Keith Jones card. It's a nice fire starter right there. D is on WIP. D, give me a something or someone you were wrong about.
Doc Rivers.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Spin on that wheel. You better get a damn prize. I would give you two spins if it was earlier on. Keith Jones card. I'm so very sorry. Steve in Flowertown. Steve, who are you wrong about?
Hey, could I give a brief explanation why?
Sure.
So back when we were kind of looking for a breath of life, when we were going through the Carson Wentz thing and looking for a QB in the midst of getting Jalen, I regret to say I was on the train for a little bit there, but Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Oh God,
yes.
Yeah. No, I actually said I would have taken Russell Wilson too, and that would have been a disaster.
We dodged one. I'm so sorry. Another Keith Jones card. Bob, who are you wrong about?
I thought he should have retired after the Super Bowl because I thought his play was going down. But I was wrong about Jason Kelce.
Oh, you know something? Early on,
there you go.
Many thought that. One more spin, and finally, hold on. Let me make sure, Bob. Bob, congrats! You won a Philadelphia 76ers hat. One final caller, Sonny. What or who were you wrong about? Sonny!
Yes.
Who were you wrong about, Sonny?
I would say Jalen Hurts. I didn't think he was going to go ahead and do what he did.
That's why we're doing it.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it. Sonny, I wish we had more time, man. I apologize. All right, Mr. Francisco Rojas, it's time to do a wrap.
All right, so today's line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good. You guys had this conversation with Ross Tucker earlier.
Peak Ross Tucker. The selling point. Would you like to wear my leather jacket?
Letter, not
leather.
Leather,
you idiot.
What?
Oh, letter.
Oh, I thought it was leather.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
What do you mean? The football
John.
Leather.
John. Where did you grow up, John?
Well, I'm just asking. I thought he said leather.
Ross, I have never.
Are you from Manhattan? Are you from New York City?
Been more embarrassed in my entire life.
I'm going to go home and cry in the pillow. Thank you very much, everybody. All right, what do we got? What else do we have our final read there?
All right, so for the Twitter questions brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, looking to buy or lease a new Silverado, Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. So the results for the first question, is Jalen Hurts as good as his stats indicate?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 81%. No, 8, and better than 11.
All right, thanks to Francisco Rojas. He and I will be back as far as the fastest growing overnight program later on tonight on WIP. I'll be back in for Al on Friday. Thanks to Rhea Hughes, producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr.